This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready. I feel like the Neanderthal. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Ever since the first moment I spoke your name. From then on, I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, so many people use your name in vain.
Love. I'm sorry. I told you I wasn't going to do it again. And I'm going to try to stick to that. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.D. Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I'm out of breath already. That's how long it's been since I really tried to pull one of these off. But I got to start the way I always do by thanking you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me, listen to my random ramblings, whatever it is I do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. And I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. We're going to talk about appreciating things today. I know I'm late, but I don't know. I might be right on time. Like, I'm probably going to drop this like right before Valentine's Day. And this topic has been on my mind for a while. And what better time to discuss it than on a holiday, I don't know, geared toward love and appreciation and all those good things. But before we get to that, got to start the way we always do with the Chef Elise Report.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir, I am. And I'm proud that I still know what button is which. That means something to me. Anyway, I feel like I got to do my yearly warning to all these little niggas out there thinking, you know, I think I'm talking to you. What is your name? Liam? Something like that. I don't know what the little dude is that had her under the table. Oh, man. Yeah. That was about to be a day. Anyway, I don't remember his name. Leo. I think that's your name. I'm talking to you, Leo. You know, every year, I've been trying to, you know, pop up at school and, you know, drop off a gift and we'd go do a daddy-daughter thing. Because I want my daughter to understand that her dad loves her and I want her to understand how she should be treated, you know, when she's ready for some sort of romantic relationship that, you know, guys should express their feelings for you and they should be willing to do things for you and treat you a certain way. I have to set the stage for that. And also, I just need to send a warning to these little crusty lip ass dudes that stay away from my daughter. You can't be me. Like, I don't care what it is you wrote in that dumbass Valentine with the gummy bears attached to it. It ain't going to match up to whatever I bring in that building. Just stop trying. Stop trying. Or talk to me first when you at the stage where I'm ready to have a conversation with you. When I'm ready to have a conversation with you, you sit down, you talk to me. And I'll probably give you the cheat codes. I'm gonna help you through this. But until then, just stay off the playing field because you can't fuck with me. And that's what it is. It's me showing up to let them know, chill, she got a dad, and you can't compete. Stay the fuck from around my daughter. So I mean, I guess it's crazy that has become a lot of what Valentine's Day means to me in my older age. You know, I'm divorced and all that good stuff. And for a while there, the romance and the love had kind of been taken away from Valentine's Day for me. And now it's just a very vindictive, spiteful holiday for me where I get to, you know, dote on my little girl that I, you know, and that's all over the year type thing. You know, you don't save that book for a specific day. But on this specific day, I'm gonna make sure these little rusty, crusty ass lip dudes stay in their place. So that's what Valentine's Day has become for me. It's changing. You know, I have a love interest now. I have someone that I love very much. And there's some things I want to do to express that. But again, I don't necessarily feel pressure to do it on a certain day. Like, you know, that should be something that I'm doing daily. I'm the same approach I have with my daughter. And like, I'm doing things for her, but to send a message to somewhere, somebody else. That's very much the way I approach Valentine's Day in my romantic relationships, is that a lot of what I do on Valentine's Day is for you, but it's also to send a message to anybody that may be paying attention. I need the ladies in the office to be on my side, to know I'm a good dude and I treat her well. So when she comes in that day complaining about, you know, I asked him to wake me up at 5 o'clock and he woke me up at 5:15 or something, they can be like, ah, you know, but he's a good dude. And just, you know, so any of the male onlookers that might be waiting for their opportunity, understand that there's, you know, there's somebody there. Yeah, you're welcome to compete, but there's somebody there. Like, be aware. So anyway, I gotta work on being a more like positive person. Like, I have even when I'm doing things that are loving and being a good dad or trying to be a good boyfriend or partner, I'm doing them out of spite. I gotta work on that. I'm a work in progress. I am who I am. You know,
you can love me or hate me, eat out all.
I'm stay winning. But anyway, that's the Chef Feliz report. That went left real fast, didn't it? But that's the Chef Feliz report.
Out of Pepe.
And proud to be. So yeah, what I wanted to get into, like, it's been a trying time for me recently. But on this day, and I think in the past on around this time, I've done like a recap of where my life was 5 years ago. And we're not going to do that today. We've done that enough. I think I've told the story. Everybody knows the story. If you want to hear the story, go back to my episode from last year or the year before that or whatever. And I'm pretty sure I detailed exactly what mid-February was like for me a while back. This mid-February is a different story. But what I wanted to talk about today was gratitude and learning to be grateful. Grateful for what you have while you have it. I had a couple things. I guess I'll go into this one first, just to get it out the way. Rip the Band-Aid off. That's my new life motto. But 42 years old, and I'm having a shingles flare up. I know. Is it like 42 shingles? How old are you? Like, not 42. 42 shingles. And it's the worst. I'm a very transparent person. So I give you the details. I know a lot of times shingles is on like your trunk, whatever they call that, your upper body. I don't know, whatever, your body, your side, something like that. And nope, not me. I get shingles on my face. On my face. It's the worst. It's driving me crazy. People calling me vain all over the place. Now, if this was on your face, you'd be fucked up too. I'm getting over it. I'm getting past it. I will say this, man. Like, yeah, it happens to you earlier than, or it can happen to you earlier than, you know, they tell you. I think they're not really recommending the vaccine until like 50. I'm a long ways from 50. And, you know, here I am. I talked to my sister. She had her first outbreak at 32. And yes, I said first. It can reoccur. You know, if you've had chicken pox as a kid, which I think most people in my generation did, you know how our parents did. If somebody on your block got chicken pox, they had like a sleepover and was trying to get everybody to get chicken pox at the same time. Like, they just reckless out here. But if you had chicken pox growing up, then you have the virus laying dormant within you, and it could strike out any time. No, you know, I ain't trying to make you put any fear in your heart, but yeah, be afraid. Be very afraid. Shit sucks. And for me, like, it started with, I felt like I had a cut on the side of my head. And I think I told y'all about going and having to get a new barber. Like, the pain that I first experienced was right around my hairline, like right around like my temple area. And so I just figured, new barber, nick me or something. Maybe the clippers weren't clean. I don't know. Just, you know, a little whatever. And so it took me a day or two with that to be like, you know, something's wrong. And then when I finally did go see a doctor and they talking about shingles, I'm like, nah, you know, what the hell are you talking about? Like, nah, you can't just give me some ointment or some cream to rub on it or something like that. We'll be fine. What are we talking about? Shingles. But it turns out that's what I had. And it sucks. This has been a rough couple of days for me, you know, just dealing with this thing on my face and the pain and the thing on my face that I can't whatever, that pause. But I thought about that because I know that, like, when this is all over, when I look in the mirror and I don't see any of this, or when I'm past this, I'm going to be grateful for, like, health again and to look normal, to look how I've looked in the mirror every day for, you know, however long, longer than further back than I can remember. But I've never looked in the mirror any of those other days and felt some sort of gratitude for that, because it almost became an expectation. I took it for granted. And it's like things have to be taken from you in order for us to appreciate them and show gratitude for them. I think the original thing that happened to me that made me think about having this conversation with you guys was we had that cold snap here in Austin and my apartment complex. And I'm doing this show about gratitude, so I'm trying not to complain but too much. But it's always some shit that don't work here and some craziness. I need to make moves. But at some point during the cold snap, they decided that, like, they were shutting off the water to the whole complex so that the pipes weren't burst. And they did this with, like, no warning. Like, they shut it off and then told us that it was shut off. They didn't say, like, we about to shut it off. Like, go get your last shower in or something like that. Something. It was just like, yeah, to protect the pipes, we had to cut the water off. We let you know when it's back on. And so I had to go a couple days in here with no water. And, like, I remember hearing that the water was back on, like, going in the bathroom, turning on the water, and, like, seeing the water come out, getting excited, turning on the shower, and just, like, taking the greatest shower of my life. Like, it was just amazing. Like, I was just, the water was warm, and I stayed in the shower forever, just enjoying taking the shower. But I take a shower every fucking day of my life. Like, there's not a day I don't wake up and take a shower. Some of them days I'll be in the shower mad as hell because I know I'm taking a shower so I can go to work, and I don't want to go to work. But why all of a sudden now, when you took it away from me, did getting it back feel like the greatest thing in the world? Why can't I appreciate it on a Monday, on a Tuesday, or any other day? And how much better might my life be if I could find a way to remind myself that this is a blessing in the moment? You know, how many of us have had to lose somebody we cared about only to, you know, come to the realization of who they were and what they were to us and how much we missed that and how much we needed that? But when we had it, did we appreciate it? Did we show gratitude for it? Did we really take advantage of having them in our lives and enjoying that to the fullest? Like, I'm starting to think about these things these days. If I could find it in myself to look around and see what I have and see what's around me and the love I have, the people I have, you know, the things I've created, my daughter, if I could find a way to every day just look at those things in awe as a blessing and be grateful for them, like, how much better would my life be? How much would I not be worried about the bullshit? How much would I not care about all this shit on social media? How much would I not care about, you know, if Usher was too close to Alicia Keys the other day? Like, how many of them arguments I'd not give a single solitary rat fart about if I could just find it in myself to look at what's around me and be like, shit, I'm good. This is amazing. I was in that shower like, this shit is amazing. And I'm telling you, if you think I'm vain now, let this shit clear up. See how many times I'm in the mirror after this. Yeah, it is what it is. You can like it or love it.
You can love me or hate me, eat out all.
I'm gonna stay winning. I play it a million times if I want to say something. Anyway, I'm just saying, like, I have a big anniversary coming up. I think Thursday, the 15th, will be 5 years of sobriety for me. 5 years. I think I looked it up the other day. That's, you know, a little bit over 1,800 days. And I can remember there being a time where I didn't know how I was going to make it one day. I didn't know how I was going to do this one more day. And you look up and have 1,800 of them under your belt. Something to be grateful for. And when you hit the 5-year mark, it's not like it's a finish line. It's not like, you know, you get a trophy and you can stop now. It's like, no, the day after that is going to be just as important as that day. And the day after that. And if I could look at things that way, if I could wake up and see that every morning, yesterday was a good day. I went another day sober. I can celebrate today by being sober again. but enjoying this day. I can enjoy this shower. I can enjoy this time with my daughter. I can enjoy just sitting around my apartment. Because there was a time I lived in a house with 8 other dudes. Slept on a twin bed in a room that was supposed to be for one person with a whole nother dude. Shared a bathroom with 3 dudes. I got an entire apartment to myself now. I'm blessed. If I could just find a way to look at things that way and appreciate them, I could be the happiest man on earth. I'm only upset because I choose to find things to upset me, or I choose to focus on the things that upset me. There's plenty around here to be happy about. There's plenty around here to be grateful for. I'm grateful for the woman that I have in my life. Stresses me the fuck out, but I'm grateful for her. I am grateful for her. You know, I thought I had closed the chapter. I closed the book on that chapter of my life. I thought Valentine's Day was over for me other than fucking with these little kids. Man, that sounded bad. I thought Valentine's Day was over for me other than, I know what I'm trying to say. I don't know the way to clean it up, but, you know, but now I get to do something nice for somebody, and I get to hear somebody smile because of me. I get to hear somebody be happy and know I had something to do with that. And that's a blessing. That's something to be grateful for. I don't want to lose that. I don't want to have to lose it in order to appreciate it. And I do believe that in life, like, life is going to teach you some lessons. There's some things you have to learn. And it doesn't give up after one try. It's going to try the easy way. And if you don't get it, it's just going to ramp up. You know, you don't have to lose everything to find gratitude. You can find it today. You know, a lot of things, this message you're getting from me is not from some virtuous place. I had to lose everything. I had to lose, and it wasn't taken from me. I gave it all. I gave it away. I had to give everything away, be down to nothing, to realize I could be grateful for anything. There's always, always, always something to be grateful for. But it's a muscle. It's an exercise. It's a thing to do every day, to just try to find a moment and focus on something that you can be grateful for, and just live in that moment, appreciate that moment. And I think the more you do it, the more those moments you'll find, the more those moments that you have. And I just, how much would we care about the bullshit we talk about if we was just walking around grateful? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. This might be a short episode because I don't really have that much to say. I hope everybody enjoys their Valentine's Day. Whatever it is, it means to you, it doesn't mean to you. Don't shit on anybody else's Valentine's Day because you don't believe in Valentine's Day, or you anti, what's the word I'm looking for? You anti-capitalism or whatever. Just let people enjoy themselves. Let people enjoy themselves. Be grateful that you out of the mindset of chasing capitalism. You don't need to try to free the world tomorrow. You free, enjoy your freedom, and let everybody else enjoy their freedom too. Just be grateful. That's all I'm saying. I hope everybody has a great Valentine's Day. I guess even if you buy yourself, love yourself. Love on yourself. Go do something nice for yourself. Go chill, buy yourself some chocolates. They're fucking delicious. I don't know. You can buy yourself flowers. Nobody gonna know. It is what it is. Or don't do none of that. Sit at home. Watch a movie. Or I don't, whatever makes you happy, but I'm sure there's something out there that does make you happy. And if you ever needed a reason to go find it and focus on it, man, Valentine's Day might be a good time. Why not? Give it a try. I think Mos Def, Yasiin Bey, let me put some respect on the man's name. But he's got a line in a song he made recently. And it's something to the effect of, you know, the world is so beautiful, we forget to be reminded that you can go anywhere and find it. Try it. Like, you can find beauty anywhere. And we forget. So whatever you're doing tomorrow, if it's with your loved one, if it's by yourself, if it's, I guess those are the only two options. I be talking myself in the corner sometimes. You with somebody if you're by yourself? And I'm saying it like I'm about to hit you with a third joint. Like, what the fuck is that? You with your multiple personalities? However you live. Whatever you do tomorrow, just, you know, go look for some beauty. Go find something to find beautiful, to appreciate, no matter how small it is, no matter how fleeting the moment is. Just have yourself a moment of gratitude and see if you can't build on that. That's all I got for you. I'm grateful that you made it this far. I'm grateful that y'all have been supporting the podcast. I'm grateful for all the opportunities that I have. I'm grateful for my lady love. I'm grateful for my little girl. I'm grateful for my friends, my Opulence Radio, my podcast and cohorts. I ain't listing all y'all names because I'm going to leave somebody out and somebody going to be butthurt. So fuck all that. Grateful to be alive. Grateful to be employed. Grateful to have a roof over my head, food in my belly, like clothes on my back. It's a good time to be alive, people. Check out the merch store. Get some clothes on your back. whatistws.com/store. Get you a What Is Love t-shirt. It's a little late to get it for Valentine's Day, but you can still get it. It's never too late for love. I learned that. I want to say the hard way, but I feel like that's going to get me in trouble. But before I say anything else stupid, I'm going to get the fuck up out of here. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, there is always, always, always something to be grateful for. And I fucking love you.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.